They were all relaxing after a leisurely dinner, waiting for dessert to be served, when a deferential waiter brought Venezia a comm unit and plugged it in for her.
A call, madam, from madam's brothers.
Good. I have something to say to them.
Venezia did not click on the privacy screen.
Venezia, you stupid cow! What are you trying to do? You're ruining us! It's all your fault!
No, I am not the problem, Oscar. You are! I know about Otala. I know about the drugs!
Venezia, no! Not on an open line!
I have called an emergency stockholders meeting, and you can either resign now or be thrown out.
Venezia, you don't understand. It's your artistic temperament. I understand that. Someone's upset you.
You have upset me! Artistic temperament, my fundament! Do you think I haven't seen what you did with those ceramics you said you appreciated so much? I even found one on the desk in the police station. Never mind. I haven't made a pot in years. I bought them wholesale in the Guarani Republic just to keep you boys off my back so I could do what I wanted to do, and you never even noticed that I kept picking uglier and uglier ones, hoping you'd quit asking.
Oh, you just don't understand, Venezia. It was for your own good.
Otala's death was not for my own good. She would never have been killed if you hadn't been involved in this mess with rejuvenation. If you hadn't ignored the workers' complaints.
Workers always complain.
You were forcing Finvardians to manufacture rejuvenation drugs, and you tried to coerce them to use contraceptives. Didn't you bother to find out anything about Finvardians?
They're tough, hard workers, and they like living underground.
They're also fanatic about free birth and plastic surgery. You remember when you wanted my investment in the expansion? I asked you then if you understood what a Finvardian workforce meant, and you said, never mind, Venezia, let us boys handle it. I should have known better.
Venezia looked as if she might cry. Marta reached for the comm unit and identified herself.
Lord Thornbuckle is personally interested in these matters. The supply of contaminated, adulterated, and illegal rejuvenation chemicals concerns the highest level of government. I think Venezia's right. Resignation's your best option.
But she's never managed any...
She has the shares, doesn't she? Besides, it's not a secret monopoly anymore. Your profit margin just collapsed. You'll be lucky if you're not held personally responsible for damages under the product liability laws.
And if there's any evidence of pharmaceuticals from here getting into the hands of that conniving minister's sister, Lorenza, you know whom I mean, then I personally will sue you for the damages she did me.
And while the fleet chose not to act openly, in recognition of the difficulties remaining since the Patchcock incursion, I should tell you that I have a brief from my admiral to report on the situation here and determine if it poses a threat to the security of the Familius.
But you're just a lot of stupid old ladies!
Wrong, Oscar.
Venezia, calm again, looked at each of her allies and winked.
We're a lot of rich, powerful, smart old ladies. And as you know, I've never had any rejuve procedure, so I can take the Ramhof Inakin and repeat it as often as I like. I'll always be there, Oscar. Older, richer, stronger, smarter. Live with it.
Venezia cut the connection and grinned at the others. Marta and Cecilia nodded. Harris raised her glass.
Two aunts, including mine.
Hubert DeVries Michelson reappeared, this time in a formal black dinner jacket, with one arm in a black silk sling, just as the waiter brought their desserts. Graciously, they invited him to join them, and he eased himself into a chair, careful of his arm. As Harris expected, he was glad to explain his role. He had tried to warn management of the danger of manufacturing rejuvenant drugs with Finvardian workers, he said, and he had argued against the cost-cutting synthesis that sometimes degraded the product. But he'd been forcibly retired, with not enough money in his account to go off-planet. So he had worked alone, gathering evidence as he could.
It's a wonder they didn't just kill you.
Harris thought the black silk sling was a bit overdone. He couldn't be badly hurt, if he was hurt at all. And he didn't need that kind of fancy dress anymore.
They would have, if I hadn't made such a ridiculous figure. That's why I dress so formally all the time.
His shoulders shifted, emphasizing the well-cut dinner jacket. Harris had to admit it suited him. He twinkled at them.
They couldn't believe anyone with creases and rosebuds and spats and so on would be a menace. They let me alone, mostly, though I couldn't get access to open communication. I was very glad to see you ladies. I'm not getting any younger, you know, and I was afraid my evidence would be lost when I died.
And of course they wouldn't let you have rejuvenation.
Of course not. Although, with what I knew about the production shortcuts here, I'm not sure I'd have wanted it. Now, the field generator. I just wish I'd been faster. The chief engineer didn't want to believe me, and I couldn't get him to go look.
But the field didn't collapse.
Harris was not sure how far to pursue this. She still did not know, and wanted to know, if the charge had been improperly calculated, or if Michelson really had saved them all. Did he even know? Hubert paused to sip from his glass.
No, we were lucky, I suppose. Anyway, after the chief engineer threw me out of his office, I hung around the control room. I know a lot of the workers there. And was ready to throw the switch diverting all power to the field generator when the explosion came.
And your arm?
I tripped. I'm not as spry as I was, you know. Someone tried to pull me away from the controls. I fell over a chair, couldn't catch myself, and there it was. A simple fracture. A couple of hours in the regen tank, and all that's left is the soreness. They wanted to keep me overnight in the clinic, but I wanted to find you ladies.
Again, that roguish twinkle. Cecilia, Harris noticed, had a speculative look in her eyes. So did Marta and Venezia. They needed no help, she realized, in seeing Hubert for what he was, a minor player who wished very much to have a starring role on the strength of one decisive action.
That's very gallant of you.
I was hoping we could celebrate together.
I think the company owes you a rejuvenation, Mr. Michelson. And I will have someone review your retirement folder. A senior scientist should certainly have had enough in his account to travel off-planet. Of course, we are all grateful that you were able to do something about the field generator and prevent worse trouble. Unfortunately, while we certainly have cause for celebration, and I personally appreciate your help, we've all been traveling a long time and would really rather go to bed.
To his credit, his cheerful face did not lose its bright expression.
Oh. Well, in that case, I thank you for your interest, madam, and hope you have a very restful night.
He bowed slightly and walked off, jaunty as ever. Harris found herself unexpectedly sympathetic, now that she was sure her gaggle of aunts was safe. He had been helpful, courteous, brave. She hoped he would find someone to celebrate with. With that twinkle, he probably would.